B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How are we doing?
How you feeling?
Good.
Great.
Feeling loose now?
A little downer than yesterday.
A little more down.
A little more down than yesterday.
A little downer.
But I'm still up there. I mean, I'm still peaking at 93. 94, maybe. Maxing out around 98 yesterday.
A lot of movement.
Yep.
Locating.
Good. Friday. Even more happy it's Friday.
You know what I love?
What you love?
I love when people create instant content for us. So I'd like to send a big thank you to Tom Ekart, NBC Sports Boston.
Good writer.
I feel like I call him a good friend of mine. I think we've mentioned him a few times this week. He had that report on Monday.
I actually reached out to him last week to try to get him on to talk about something. Totally forgot about it.
Yeah, he's got other commitments.
Totally forgot about that.
Other commitments and conflicts. But we like Tommy Curran, and Tommy Curran was in there asking the tough questions today when it came to talking to Bill Belichick. We got a big chunk of sound here to get through. So we might have to stop and then, you know, start again. But let's just get to it.
Real quick, though. This isn't even directed at Tom. I wonder what the new format and how things are all done through Zoom and WebEx and everything or whatever platform you use and how you're not there to look at the coach or look at the body language. I wonder how much more brazen some of the questions or reporters may be this year than other years.
I feel the same. Like Tommy.
Yeah, they do. But this is not a Tom. Today. I mean, I've heard a question or two in past weeks that like, oh, who asked that one? It's kind of ballsy. You know, you just get your ass kicked. Coach, how you feel about your team? Not Steve. Without naming names. That's all.
I don't think that's been the case.
Okay.
I don't feel like there's been anything.
Well, we're going with current today.
I don't feel like there's been anything out of the norm with these questions. But here's today. Let's have at it.
Hello.
Hello. We're all logged on to the Zoom now.
We got Java update.
Oh, a Java update. Do they schedule the updates for 10 a.m.? I swear they schedule them for 10 a.m.
What's Java?
Don't worry about it.
Bill, when you were just kind of referencing team building, it brings me to a question that I wanted to ask about player development. And we saw Dalton Keene this week go on IR, and then it was Devin Asiasi the prior week. And obviously those are injuries, but just really over the last 4 years, drafted players, do you have any idea why you've had a harder time getting consistent production and development from the guys that you've selected in the draft?
Well, let's say he's...
Hold on.
Oh, man.
That is longer than the Tara Sullivan pause. That is longer than the Sanchez pause. This is the longest pause that we've noticed.
Our engineers are getting silence alarms probably right now.
Oh, my God. I'm watching on video here because NBC Sports Boston has synchronized the video conference call to the audio that you hear on the radio if you're driving around the car. This is not like the Tara Sullivan one where he just sat there and stared.
He was sort of doing he's rocking back and forth,
takes his index finger, puts it right around here, and you know, your index finger and your thumb, and he's grabbing his chin through his face mask.
And let me just say this. This is a question that is completely appropriate and needs to be asked right now.
It's the question.
And should not get I don't know what the reaction is. I've only seen a couple of tweets about this. I haven't heard this yet.
I kind of expect this reaction. I expect a question. I expect this reaction. He's very defensive about it.
But this is like the most obvious statement ever about the team and their young players right now. They have not drafted as well in recent years, and it's hurting them. It's an obvious question. So let's hear how the
in the biz, in our business, they call this the humdinger.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Look, anytime you bring a player onto your team, you put them into a role or the situation that you think fits him. Sometimes you have to modify that a little bit as you get to know the player. And then you work with him to try to develop that. And he competes with other players at whatever position it is or whatever role it is. Ultimately, you choose, or we choose, I choose the best player out of that competition. So that's really the process. I don't know how else to answer the question. Obviously, each player is different. Each player competes with different players. Positions are different. So I don't know. There's a general answer to that.
Vague, but he didn't blow it off. It's not a bad answer. It's just not a lot of info there. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't think he was mad. He didn't sound mad. Did he sound mad?
Not mad. He thinks, how am I going to answer? That's what he's doing. And you're starting to think, all oh, right. God, he's gonna go off. And then he doesn't.
I think so far, so good then.
Okay.
Right? Is there a follow-up? There is. Of course there's a follow-up. Let's get to the follow-up.
I guess then the upshot of it is that a lot of the players have been brought in via the draft since 2017 haven't won those competitions or gained your faith and confidence to allow them to play a lot. These guys, certainly Michael Onwenu has been terrific. And this year's kind of a screwy year, but Juwan Williams, Kachust and Froholt have had injuries. Obviously, Stidham's got a ways to go. Duke Dawson, drafted in the second round, hasn't played, you know, for your team at all. I mean, there's and there's plenty of guys we can go with, undrafted guys we've collected. But it's just, I know how much you put into the draft. And I know how much every team puts into the draft. And I guess there's a disconnect between whether it's injuries, development, competition. So not asking a question on it and continuing to write or spitball about it doesn't do us any good if we don't ask the guy who is in charge of it.
Well, Tom, I'd say the most important thing to me is winning games. And I'm not going to apologize for our record over the last 20 years. I mean, I've seen a lot worse.
Oh, there's nothing more. We hit stop. We hit stop on that.
Oh, no, there's more. He went in for a third question, but there's more.
No,
we'll
I
want
to get
more.
To the third question.
We need to comment on that first.
Hold on.
God.
We're now going to just say kiss the rings now?
That's scoreboard.
We're now checking scoreboards.
Well, that's what we do in sports. We keep
so scoring. There's no nuance effect with Bill Belichick. You can't bring up the fact that their drafts have gone south. And you know what? Maybe Bill just doesn't want to talk about the draft right now because he's in the middle of a season. But listen, we all know the success of the Patriots. We all know that they are the premier franchise in the NFL over the last two decades. We know that he is the best coach of all time. We know all of these things. We know that. But come on. Let's not do the kiss the rings when we start talking about the draft and why the team is in the position they're in right now. I don't think they're in the position they're in right now because they have bad coaching. I don't believe that. Do you believe that?
No, I don't.
Does anyone think, oh, the Patriots have a losing record and have looked really crappy at times because they have bad coaches?
No, because
that is not what anyone thinks.
The head coach you're facing this week, John Harbaugh, says, we know they're going to be good because they have good coaching. That's what we're facing this week. Not they have good players or wouldn't even refer to the record. He goes, they're tough to play against because they're well coached.
We've heard shots at Belichick's kids being on the staff, though. There has been some of that.
Yeah, no, there are. But let's be honest. We believe Bill Belichick is still the best in the game. And I think most people do. I know there are a bunch of simpletons that want to say, oh, he doesn't have Brady anymore. He sucks again. All right? I mean, we've heard that over and over again. The truth is, the reality is, this team would be a lot better if they had better talent on the roster. I don't. They've had some coaching lapses this year. They have not been their best. The coaching staff has certainly not had their best year. There have been some mental breakdowns that you don't typically see with this team. But it can't be attributed to Tom Brady or just the quarterback position or just Cam Newton or Stidham's not. It's about the fact that across the board, this team is deficient in talent. And the reason why that is because they have not drafted well. They haven't had enough young players who are real contributors in a big way on this team. They just don't have it. You could talk about that. You can bring that up.
Yeah.
And not have it be.
Kissed, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Kiss
it's,
the, it can't
it's obvious.
You can bring that up, but I can also bring up the team's record for the last 20 years.
Yeah, but then, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, that's not a real conversation.
No, it's that's a conversation ender.
That means
he's trying to end the conversation.
Artie's right. That means we're done here. Thanks for the question. I appreciate it. But we're going to move on to the next question, is what that means. But, I mean, Curran timed it there. Aussie, Dalton Keene, right here. This is current. State of team now. We know your teams were good in the past. You're contender every year. 13 AFC title games. You played in out of 20. Nobody will ever do that again. We know that. And we know this team's not that good.
I was just waiting for him to tell us that he sold out for the last 20 years and not just the last six. I just think that maybe that time span should grow now. Well, he sold out for 20 years.
What I do think, expect? Though, if you want to, Belichick wants to keep it in the present, right?
Yeah.
So, If Curran's going to go back and look at past drafts, why is it unfair for Belichick to go back and look at those past records during those past drafts?
Because like, everyone else correlates
like drafts to 3 years later, right?
Sure.
So Belichick seems to be equating the drafts to like, okay, in 14 maybe we drafted bad, but yeah, we won the Super Bowl. In 16 maybe we drafted bad, but we won the, like, I think maybe he correlates it to that year.
Yeah, Winovich's class.
If you drafted bad in 14 and won the Super Bowl, how did you really draft in 11 is really the question.
Yeah, but okay. See, that's,
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, yeah, I think I know the mindset, yeah, of Belichick's thinking like, oh, he's taking it back to the past, so I can take it back to the past.
Yeah, historically down the road, when you look back at like last year when they were 12-4 and they got popped in the wild card round, that's going to be looked at as the Winovich and N'Keal Harry draft.
And by the way, those tight ends might turn out to be real players in a year. It might just be that they're having, you know, some bad luck with injuries or whatever else is going on. Who knows?
They had no camp. They had no OTAs.
There was no camp. Like, I don't look at this.
I wouldn't want to be a rookie this year in 2020. I really wouldn't.
Tight ends against them. You know what I do hold against them at tight end? Is that they didn't make a better effort to have the veteran presence behind rookie tight ends like they've done in the past.
Right.
Like when they had Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez as rookies, they had veterans to sort of supplement.
Crumpler.
That. Yes. And they don't have that. And I get it. They had a bad cap situation and they might just be using this as a reset year. Okay, fine. But you can't just kiss the rings when you start talking about the draft.
Yeah.
You know? I would say that, yeah, part of you having those six rings is that there were a lot of years where you did extremely well in the draft. And there was a long stretch where Bill Belichick couldn't miss in the first round. Couldn't do it. Where even if you didn't love the player, you didn't love Lawrence Maroney, guess what? The guy still made an impact when he was here for a time.
I've heard he didn't totally suck.
He wasn't N'Keal Harry.
You're so excited about Jawan Williams. Look at the size and athletic ability of this kid. He's a second-round bust. He's a cornerback. Stephon Gilmore and Jason McCourty are your starters. The backups are Jonathan Jones and J.C. Jackson. He's actually fifth. So how the hell is he going to play unless it's a matchup-specific game, which he has played in this year, early in the year? That kid, they're going to pick and choose when they use him. And then when somebody goes in the offseason, they're going to get him up and running. We'll consider that kid a bust.
All right, there's a third follow-up. There's a third question, a second follow-up, I should say, and a third question overall. I want to hear that. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now,
if you want to get weird sometime together.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Back then, you knew not to touch it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, Tom, I'd say the most important thing to me is winning games. And I'm not going to apologize for our record over the last 20 years. I mean, I've seen a lot worse. So ultimately, we try to put the best team on the field that we can to be competitive. And I don't really see that changing. So whoever those players are or aren't, that's the responsibility I feel to the team. It's the competition plays itself out, and better players play, whoever they are.
It's the back end of the second answer. Bill Belichick with Tommy Curran this morning. He told Curran basically to kiss his rings. I don't care about my drafting. Kiss my rings. I've got six of them here. Is he going to get a seventh this year? Or is he going to come anywhere near getting a seventh this year? If you want to keep it in the present, Jim. You know, if he wants to keep it in
last
the present.
Last night didn't help.
Yeah, no, last night did not help.
Needed a Colts loss.
Didn't happen. Did not happen. All right, let's get to the third question in this back and forth. Let's have it.
I know you referenced the last 20 years, but over the last four, really since about 2014, do you think the drafting and the production you're getting from drafted players has been where you'd hoped? And that's my last one, I promise.
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, my focus has been on the Ravens. Right now, drafting scorecard, which I understand you want to write about that, which is great. But really trying to focus on getting ready for the Ravens. So I think I'll leave my attention on that.
Yes, thanks.
So he kicked a garbage can, and he
opened a Fresca.
Oh, I think it was a Whippet. I think he had the. I think he had the.
He had a nitrous cartridge.
I think he had a Ready Whip can sitting there, and he just didn't do it.
It's like Jim Louth in his second intermission Sunday back in the back in the playoffs.
Give me the audio again, Jim.
I just did.
Oh. A can opening. Oh, he opened. That's a can opening. Now he didn't do it. The Bears do it for him.
He's assembling the Sunday ingredients in front of him. Here's your can of nuts. Here's your ice cream dish. Here's your can of Ready Whip.
It sounds like the brakes, like when you're on one of those really badass roller coaster rides, and you're.
Yes.
Right before you get ready to get shot up the mountain. And then you move up.
Here's what
I would say. How do you feel about the drafting? I've never thought about it. I can't even give you an answer based on what I've previously thought about it. I only think about the next game, and right now I'm thinking about the Ravens.
Focus on the Ravens.
I have no thoughts.
Horse punch.
I have no thoughts on it on my own draft report card.
At least he didn't tell him to go ask Nick. I'm going to go ask Nick.
What?
Like, he didn't even pretend to do that. He just doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to address it. Maybe he addresses it after the season. Maybe he addresses it when the draft rolls around again in the spring.
I'm just focused on this draft. I haven't thought about past drafts. I'm just that's always going to be the answer until he's in the friendly confines of somebody who is, you know, telling the story or doing the interview in the way that he wants it. He's not going to answer that.
Yep. Why has the team slipped this year? Well, we sold out. We won three Super Bowls. Why has the drafting been not so great the last few years? Kiss my rings, six rings. Okay. Like, those have been the answers lately. I don't think Bill Belichick handles losing all that well. Not that anybody does.
Bad loser.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it's got to be.
Real bad loser.
It's an unusual spot to be 3-5.
Brady's a bad loser, too.
As the Patriots with Bill Belichick. They're not used to being in this spot. He's not used to being in this spot. They're not often in this position.
I wonder how much of that Brady got from him. Brady's a pretty bad loser, too.
I wonder how much, you talk about the coaching tree and Matt Patricia.
Oh, there are some similarities there.
Somebody on Twitter just said that. I didn't even think about this.
They're best friends.
Sounded like Patricia's answer earlier this year.
Right.
About the defense.
What's with your defense collapsing late? Oh, have you seen the Malcolm Butler play? What?
Huh? Greatest call in Super Bowl history.
I'm sorry. What does one have to do with the other? Didn't you see my pick on the Malcolm Butler play? What is this guy talking about?
Yeah. Let's play in Super Bowl history.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up. That reminds me. I want to call Belichick and ask him why he didn't play in the Super Bowl. No, no, no. Not that Malcolm Butler thing. Yeah. The first Malcolm Butler thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. The good follow-up there would have been, why did you play him against the Eagles? Right. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing, Detroit?
I would have said, you're right.
I remember that at that time. I'm like, if you're going to allow him to get off by trying to embarrass you about the Malcolm Butler play, why don't you throw Malcolm Butler Eagles back in his face?
Well, now that you're talking Super Bowls, I'm curious. What do you think about Philly?
Philly.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that play? And you got any thoughts on that one? Any thoughts on that game against the Eagles in the Super Bowl? And any thoughts? Any thoughts, Patriots? Anything? 617-779-0985. Adams and Lowell. Hey, Adam.
I'm glad you guys compared it to the Patricia answer. What a weaselly answer. Jesus. You know what? I can't wait for 2 years from now when the Patriots are sub 500 for like the third year in a row and Kraft calls Belichick into his office and says, hey, Bill, not exactly selling a lot of Kyle Duggar jerseys, and we're sub 500 again. So what's the plan? What's he going to say then? Well, look at the six rings. What a dink. Bitter old man. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Adam. I don't think it's going to be 3 years of that. They got to draft better, though. If they keep drafting like this, they're going to have the same results year after year. They are. We'll go to Frank, who's in Jersey. Frank?
Gentlemen, good morning. How's everyone?
Good morning.
Good.
Good, good. Question. I wanted to ask you relative to Bill's philosophy, relative to putting his draft board together, if he prefers, you know, need versus best available talent, and just a comment on, you know, why he often, trades out of the first round and gets multiple picks when, you know, most of them aren't even going to make the team. There's just not enough room for them. Now I'll listen to you guys off there. Thank you very much.
Need versus, you know, best player on the board.
See, and I think part of the problem has been when you've had good veteran teams over the years and guys in stable positions and guys returning and guys coming back, you know, extremely difficult to say, boy, I better get the next guy at this position. And sometimes it makes you look at another position where all of a sudden we're not in need there. I think being really good and being a good veteran team hurts the development of young players. It does, because there's not a lot of spots. Not a lot of spots when they were rolling there from that 14 and on.
I mean, I look at your needs. They drafted defense. for need there.
Yep, defense too. Yep,
they did.
Duggar and Jennings.
A year ago, they needed receivers. They used their first-round pick on a receiver.
Oh, they blew it.
They blew it. They picked the wrong guy, but they did draft for need there. They did, and they started to try and restock their front seven. They drafted Chase Winovich in the third round.
And it's amazing in that draft 2 years ago that you could blow the first-round pick, which gives you the highest opportunity to succeed at that pick from a percentage standpoint, nailing a player. And you almost nailed the rest of the draft, but you blew the first-rounder. Look how many guys are contributing from that draft class that are on the roster. And all of them are giving you more than N'Keal Harry. All of them. Every single one of them. But you missed the one.
Listen, Wynn's bounced back from his injuries, but Sony Michel, was he worth a first-round pick? Did you need to spend a first-round pick on what you've gotten out of Sony?
You didn't need to, but you were happy after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, listen, it's fine.
You won a Super Bowl.
In Kansas City, he was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
throughout really your tenure here, you've had fourth quarter leads and lost them. Is there something in your coaching that maybe isn't happening enough in the fourth quarter for you to close out games?
Yeah, I don't think so, Mike. I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL where I think I did a pretty good job.
Oh, Matt Patricia.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's
That's
the
something
best
else.
Time of the year.
Yeah, you got to question me and my team consistently collapsing late in games? Well, did you see the Super Bowl once when we beat Seattle when I was out there and had a pick? What? Sorry? Help me out here. I'm having a hard time understanding what the hell it is you're talking about. 617-779-0985. Is that right? Oh, you had that great play. How'd you let the Eagles go 75 yards and score a touchdown?
Da-da-da-da! Not talking about that.
Oh, I put Jordan Richards in the game in a slot.
How'd you let them bleed 7 minutes a clock while they did it, Matt? Can you explain that one? That's all. How did you make Nick Foles look like a Hall of Famer? Any idea? Remember that? Remember he had three touchdowns in that game? Yep, and Philly. why has the draft been bad? Kiss my rings, Curran. Kiss them.
I don't apologize.
It's so bad.
All the wins over the last 20 years.
There's just better ways to answer it, even if you want to sort of avoid the question. There are.
Is there?
Yeah, there are. There are better ways to answer it. You know, you thought that was the best course of action today?
Come on, stop.
David's in Lynn. David.
Yeah, I mean, they're inept at drafting, but when free agents are available, like Greg Olsen and Mark Witten this past year, they could have gotten both under contract for under $10 million. Basically what they paid for Antonio Brown for one game.
Didn't and Witten hit like four home runs in a game once?
Mark Witten, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think Witten had four home runs in a game one time.
I think I was driving past Wittensville.
I hear that name. The first thing I think is Billy Lanny. Big lefty power hitter from the 90s. Right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, Mark Witten.
Yeah. Mark Witten.
And then the Red Sox moved on from... Wait, who did they have first? Was it Reggie Jefferson or Mark Witten?
Had to have been Witten, right? Because Jefferson was on that 98 team that played
and
the
then,
Indians.
Yeah, but then Jefferson quit. Didn't he go home?
I think so, yeah.
Didn't Jefferson, he wasn't on the playoff roster? He was like, well, that's I'm going home. Like, what the hell? Good teammate. Good team guy there. Good veteran leader. Because it was sort of that lefty power bat that they had. Oh, man. He's right about tight ends, though. He's right. They could have had veterans on this team at tight end. Whether it was the guys he named or not. They could have added veterans. They could have done something to sort of add to the rookies that they had on the roster. We mentioned it earlier. Algie Crumpler was the guy when they had young players at tight end in Hernandez and Gronkowski. They did that years ago. They've sort of done that across the board. Like when they've drafted at positions and they've had younger players, they've added veterans. I don't feel like they're doing that right now. And I think it may have been a product of the year. Whether it's their own salary cap issue or the fact that it's a shortened year and it was COVID and there was all kinds of uncertainty and the offseason program was minimal at best. I think all those things were factors. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We've got the football card coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Exciting. See what two team bone picks. Can you pick somebody that's going to like not knock us out? Can you pick like the Sunday night? Oh, you can't pick Sunday night game.
No, you picked the Sunday night game. That would have knocked us out too.
Shut up. But like, it wasn't even worth watching in Chronicles. Tom texted early in the day. My pick already lost.
Yeah, but you lost too.
That means yours doesn't count?
He lost first though, so mine didn't count.
Mine was a nail biter next to your game.
Yeah, I got my ass kicked in mine. Whew. What is that noise?
I don't know. It's like Midnight Run. But at the river, you lied to me first. You had no knowledge of me lying to you about the plane. So as far as you knew, you lied to me first. Beetle won, I won, Jim won. You, T-Bone, get it together for this week.
Yeah.
3-2 is pretty good. Obviously not good enough.
I got a good one this week.
And T-Bone is got to get off the schneid. For a guy who we are pumping up and pumping his tires.
First place. Most days
pumping
in first place.
His tires all season long.
Needs a bye week.
You've lost 3 out of your last 4, champ.
Still in first place.
3 out of your last 4.
Still in first place.
Suckling hind teat. Maybe we should let Jim go. Jim's won 3 of his last 4.
Yeah, let Jim pick first. He's so smart.
I kind of found my groove for the NFL picks, picking over-unders.
Oh, here we go.
I was terrible early in the season. Then I started picking over-unders. I'm 4-1. I had that one college game I snuck in first week.
All right, we'll get to the football card coming up next. You don't want to miss that. We've got Read and React next hour and also some news on the Celtics. Some rumors be swirling on your Boston Celtics. That's all on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Former QB, always laser-focused.
It's like going to bed at night and bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now for the football card. 5 picks all parlayed for the weekend. Last week we were 3-5. The loser, Zoe, who was 2-7.
3 of 5. 3-2. 3-5 sounds a lot worse.
I said 3-5. Sorry, I was just thinking about the Patriots. I had the Patriots on the brain. I'm sorry.
No, we had a winning record this week. We got to expose. When we have a winning record, we have to shout that out.
We were better than the Bankroll Boys, huh?
Be like Jim right now saying, good, well, kiss my rings. I'm 5-4.
A little dust up in the morning show with the Bankroll Boys. Interesting.
I got that trophy in my office from a couple years ago.
I know you do. On the air?
Yeah. Just came over on the air.
Oh, okay.
Didn't want to be on the air at first, but ended up being on the air.
So they have a beef?
Yeah, just Fred asking for a little something. And one of them didn't appreciate it too much. And
Fred was wondering if it was worth doing a weekly segment anymore, and they talked. They hashed it out on the air. Lipschatz, they didn't have the energy. They talked about it.
They really didn't want to do it with lack of energy. Maybe they shouldn't do it so much. That's all. And then one of them texted Nick, and Nick took it on air.
Oh no!
And then which pissed the one off.
Oh no!
I'm sure you could guess which one texted him.
Lipschatz.
Lipschatz is the best. The greatest. I don't want to go on air. I want to put it on air. Fred took it on air. And Rich ended the segment. So it was good. It was good radio. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the over in the Patriots-Ravens game this weekend. Currently at 43.5.
You could bet on it because you're not in the booth. Just to clear with everybody. Just to make sure.
Great.
Some people know that you're in the booth with me most of the time.
43.5 is the lowest over-under on the board in the NFL this weekend. It is the lowest one out there. Do you remember how many points the Ravens scored last year?
38.
37. 37 points. John Harbaugh scored 30-plus points 4 times against Bill Belichick.
They actually scored 30 because it was a fumble return on the Edelman fumble.
And in addition to that, the Ravens have this streak going of 21-plus points that we know of. And that's against some good defenses, stingy defenses, ones that are able to shut down the run. The Patriots, on the other hand, are going to have a difficult time containing the Ravens' offense. So expect the Ravens to put up points in this game. That's okay. What I would say. And I think it's going to get them over that 43.5 hump.
Okay.
You know, that that 43.5 sort of coincides with the big spread on the game, right?
Yeah.
Sort of how it goes, which is currently at 7.
It also, because this, there might be less possessions in this game than any game in the NFL this season if they both run the ball.
Barely saw a punt last
it's
week.
7-minute drives on both sides, possibly.
That could be it, too. Could be a quick game on Sunday.
You need touchdowns, not field goals.
Touchdowns!
So touchdown! We'll
We'll see what happens. I mean, here's the thing, though, Jim, that if the Patriots can't sustain drives and the Ravens get the ball back, they're going to keep scoring.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe not.
Hardy?
I'll take the over. It's not an easy one, but I'm taking it.
I got an easy one.
Take the over.
I got an easy one. Saints. 49ers. Laying 9.
10.
I'll lay 14. I don't care.
Attaboy. Like that one.
Sell points. We don't need to buy them. Sell them.
San Fran's cooked.
San Fran's cooked. How'd the Saints look last week?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Letdown game. Trap game.
Letdown. It's a myth. Not happening. Lay the points. Lay the 10. Saints over the 49ers.
The funniest, funniest thing I've ever seen. Coming in for early for meetings. Charlie Weiss on a ladder while the ladder's screaming, "Get off me." And he's tying mousetraps to the, the sunken ceiling. Because, like, us 23-year-old men, oh, I get it, trap game. Oh. That's worth your time, Chuck.
Well, you weren't supposed to see the actual, like, preparation. It's more effective when you walk into the room and they're already hung.
Oh, man, that ladder. Whew. Don't touch the ladder. Since Jim Louth has completely revived his career, and he's the smartest man in the room all the time.
Well, hold on a second. Jim, you like my Saints pick?
I had, like, the first time I've had the RJ Bell. Like, if it was 9, yes. If it's 10, ooh. Like, it looks weird at 10.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Don't worry. I say lay
I like
hardy.
The odds, though. It's even money for the 10-point line.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about those odds.
33-21.
That's your final.
So I'm going to pick an over and under. Because Jim picks over and unders now, and that's how he's sort of got a roll.
Wait a minute, he's got his mojo back.
Hardy
just said easy 10-point cover, 33-21 final.
Yeah, he also said he'd take it at 14, which I find confusing now as well.
Yeah.
Okay, 33-17. There's your final.
There you go.
Green Bay, Jacksonville, over and under 49.5. I'm going under. It's like a 37-3, 37-6 win.
What's the total?
49.5.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
Under. Jacksonville won't
score. Where is it?
Green Bay.
Yeah, I like that.
Green Bay.
Again for the Jags.
Yeah. Yeah.
Under. Brazil.
Chilly. Cold. Weather.
Jim, T-Bone, what do you have?
I'm going another over. Texans-Browns. Over 47.5. That seems low. It was actually 48.5 this morning. It's gone down.
Hmm.
Over 47.5, Texans, Browns.
Yeah, but why?
Because the Texans don't play defense.
The Texans
and the Browns
defense.
Don't play defense.
Okay, all right.
That's given fine. No defense, okay. They played none.
Okay.
Browns missed a day in their facility this week for COVID. FYI.
Thanks, T-Bone.
Jim and I watched T-Bone come in today. T-Bone drives a convertible.
You had the top down today?
Nope. Parked it way away because he didn't want to get doors dinged. So he parks, like, away. He probably does it to walk, too, because he's more fit. You know,
was it a Sebring?
Nope. BMW.
Chrysler LeBaron?
Big man walking. Right there.
PT Cruiser convertible?
Yeah, same one Michael Scott drives.
Reese had one of those at the Super Bowl in Arizona in 07. Zoe's passenger in that car. It's hilarious. Like blue, like turquoise blue.
It was awesome.
PT Cruiser.
That thing was awesome.
His head sticking out of the top.
My mother had one of those for a while. A very powerful engine in those things.
I said, Reese, let's go to the Toys R Us and buy some Tommy guns and we can ride around. It's the gangster car. Remember the PT Cruisers? They thought they were gangster cars.
Yeah, I drove it once. That thing wouldn't pull a greasy string out of a cat's ass. There's zero power
in
that.
I did that with Bentley once. He had a sock. Oh, my God. Things dogs do. He's eating some other things, too.
We need to string together all the preamble before Tom's pick every week at the end of the year.
Because they're just putting off letting him speak.
We're putting off misery is what we're doing, folks.
We're trying to
prevent you from losing money.
Did you see the tweet we got, by the way, Hardy?
No, what?
From DJ Tully.
Creasy.
He says T-Bone needs a slump buster. Find that man in a thicky lake.
He like thicky.
T-Bone, what are the plans for the weekend, buddy?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah, chewing and screwing? Where are you going?
What's the lucky girl's name? Or handle, I guess. That's all you really know.
Hey, two handles.
What's her username on whatever app you're pulling all the strange from these days? What is it?
Chargers Dolphins.
Oh.
In Miami, 4 o'clock game. Chargers plus one.
I love the pick.
Do you?
I think they're going to smoke Miami.
Okay.
Well, you know my thoughts on the Chargers. I think they're a good team with a bad record.
Yeah, but they're due. They are due, man.
They almost pulled it out last week.
They've had a million games like that. Every game. I know.
Almost. And they're going across the country.
Those are Tom's plans for the weekend.
What, almost pulling it out?
You don't have to celebrate it.
You don't have to say it again.
All right, someone repeat the picks again. I've got the over.
Chargers plus one. Saints minus 10. Over 43.5 in the Patriots-Ravens game. Over 47.5 Texans Browns and under 49.5 Packers Jags.
Those are your picks for the card this weekend.
Dude, you know what I would do if I were you, T-Bone?
Speaking of being due, due.
I'd head over to Dave and Buster's with a tighter shirt than normal. I mean, really short, short sleeves, and just flex when you're playing skee ball, man. Just flex those biceps when you're rolling those balls up. And don't even worry about how you score because you're going to score. Plenty.
You know
You'll score. You know what I'm saying, kid? Look at me.
You on TikTok?
No, I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
You on TikTok? Get after them sway boys. You could be one of them sway boys.
I don't even know what it is, but I co-sign. Be a sway boy.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work for you too.
We also have three Masters picks for this weekend for the to win the tournament.
Okay.
Kuchar.
Nah.
Charles Howell.
Nah.
Molinari.
How about any Tiger Woods in there anywhere?
We don't have that, no.
Oh.
Kuchar's 10 to win 1250, though.
I didn't see what he did yesterday. Do you want me to look or not?
Molinari, he came
Howell's 10 to win 2500.
All right, Kuchar, 2 under. He doesn't tee off until 208 today.
It's not
so
bad.
He's currently 5 strokes off the lead.
He's in it.
Molinari is even. I just need him to make the cut for
what
the
weekend. What do you start with, 2 bogeys?
I'm going to prop swap that thing. Who else do we have, Jim? Charles Howell the third?
Yes.
Hello, lovey.
1 under. He tees off for round 2 at 146.
That's our best option. That'd be $2 each investment to win 500 each.
Yeah, I'd take that.
And that's the football card. Headlines with Hardy. 90 seconds. We're right back on the Celtics. Stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.